Welcome back to the Junkland Podcast. Christmas is out the way. On to New Year. The New Year is almost here. 2022. COVID still about. It's probably going to be here till 2024. In my opinion, I don't think it's going anywhere. But guys, what's going on? What we got planned for the New Year? New Year celebrations. Personally, not a fan myself. Yeah. Don't like going out on New Year's. I've had shit experiences in the past. You pay a lot of money in taxes. You pay a lot of money at the bar. It's busier than ever before because everybody's out. And if I'm being honest, I've never had a good time being out on New Year's.
No, remember that one?
I remember that one. Oh, the one New Year. Yeah. So if you don't know, I'm assuming you don't, you're in this for the first time. We go out, we pay 30 quid.
For these tickets.
30 quid. £30 if you're an American, listen to that. For these tickets, get in a nightclub, which was, there was nothing special. It was just a normal ass nightclub. Stood at the back, already pissed off because pay 30 quid to get in. So we stood there, we go to the bar, big queue. We go, you know what? The 12 o'clock thing's about to go off soon. So we give ourselves half an hour. We go, let's go to the back bar where it's a bit quieter. We go there. Everybody had the same idea. We stood at the bar for 20 minutes, whatever. We go, right, let's get back to everybody. It's about to do the 12 o'clock thing. Anyway, we get stuck in a doorway because everyone's trying to rush into the dance floor behind some guy in a wheelchair. Everyone's going, everyone in the room, you can see them all in real time. 10, 9, 8. And we're like, oh, trying to get through. Didn't want to push this guy out of the way, so we just stood there. It goes, one happy new. Everyone's all celebrating. Or, whatever, all the music's going off. We just looked at each other and went,
let's fuck off. We just got off, didn't we?
Yeah, just fucked off.
Just walked out of the club, turned around, walked out. Just went home, didn't
got a pizza, game over. But I think you were drinking it, which go for a drive.
Nah, I drove. I was driving because I said to you, because I've done loads of them. I said, like, they're not the best for the price that you pay. Yeah. So I'll drive. And then me and you was just stood in that doorway. It's like flashing back to me. That's why I've never gone out after it. Just go for food now and go home. Do you know what I mean? Because I was stood in this doorway, some kid in this electric wheelchair. I mean, he's massive, like the size of the width of a Formula One car.
A booster.
He's the width of a Formula One car. No fucker could get past. And he was just stood there dancing in his seat, mate. It pissed me off, man. Got me dead. But I just looked at Sean and went, let's get the fuck out of here. Got everyone off. Was going that way. We just turned around and went the opposite way.
Didn't even say goodbye.
Bowser's looked at us and was like, seen a bit. Just walks out of the club, mate.
Everyone in the street's like, hey, we're like, nah, mate,
first in the queue for a pizza. I got it up rapid, went home, put South Park on. It was sick.
That's part of the night. So that's why I don't go out on New Year's anymore.
But how often do you get to shake random people's hands and wish them all the best?
Yeah. All the best. All the best. All the best. What? What are you talking about? All. What does all the best mean? All the best for the new year. Hope nothing but good things happen to you.
Who the fuck are you? Yeah. All the best. Go away.
All the best. Oh, like shaking your hand and like hugging you and shit. I hate it.
It's mad though because it's probably the most celebrated thing. Like when it comes to Christmas, because of the religions and stuff, like New Year is something what probably everybody can like together can go, yeah, we'll celebrate that.
Yeah,
because it happens for everybody. Do you know what I mean? Where it's, but it's still shit.
Chinese New Year looks,
I was going to say Chinese.
That looks sick, Chinese New Year.
Yeah, but I remember we lit off Chinese land at once, didn't we? And sure, yours landed, Martin, on like over
on
the old roof.
Someone's
just
roof.
On fire and just like fizzled out on someone's roof, just watching it like, oh, mate, oh, that's not burned down.
Mate, just me and New Year's just don't mix.
Me and New Year, we don't get on.
We just don't get on.
Apparently, and things are like, they're proper bad for cows, like because they burn out and then they land in fields. Cows eat them and just like die.
Just set them on fire.
Because all the metal gets like stuck in the stomach and stuff like that. So if you care about animals, don't sit off a Chinese New Year lanterns because they are not good.
What a fucking omen beacon they've got on them, to be fair, to just land in cows' fields all the time.
They do, don't they? Because like, think about it, like, a lot of land is just fields for animals, isn't it?
Yeah.
So once they've burnt out, they're like, oh, that's amazing. Like, they've got to go somewhere. They've like, they go up, but they've got to come down at some point.
Just imagine it, the cow eats them, big explosion of fucking, what did he shit out? Methane. Cows. Yeah. Absolute
fucking blow them up.
Methane explosion.
Methane and then a lit fucking what are they called?
Lantern
on the floor. Just boom.
Blowing cows up. Yeah, fuck that. What are you doing?
Not really.
We're a happy bunch. No more Christmas songs. My album didn't go to number one over Christmas.
How did it do?
They didn't release it.
Oh.
No. So always next year.
Didn't even finish a song. Sort of did the beginning of a song.
Yeah.
And maybe next year, maybe we'll all participate next year, get some studio time.
Yeah, do you like get one more and get a quartet?
Yeah. Some idiots on TikTok, they went Christmas number one. Just a woman and a man, like a couple, that do loads of shit on TikTok.
What, in the UK they went Christmas
number one? I don't know what they're called. I can't remember. I've just seen them. you know, when you're scrolling on TikTok,
yeah,
I seen them crying their eyes out, proper happy because they've made Christmas number one, and I've not even heard the tune. So how the fuck they made Christmas number one?
Remember when Christmas number one was like big, you just deal. Heard it everywhere.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Like you, there would be certain bands, and they'd proper all year they'd just fight for this Christmas number one, wouldn't they?
Because then I think X Factor killed it, in fairness, because they got Christmas number one like
every year.
Every year.
Yeah. It's not which even going was, that no more, is it?
Like Matt Cardell or whatever, and Gareth Gates, and yeah, there's always, I don't know.
What was that big head fucker called? The one that won it? What was he called? Now
him. Big head fucker.
What was he called now? He thought he was a tramp, and then he started singing, and then he got above his station, and then he thought he was unreal, and then he got signed by Def Jam. No, not
James McCartney.
James Arthur.
Oh,
James
Arthur. He's still doing all right, though,
isn't he? Got a round head, in, mate. He's got one of the roundest heads. Yeah.
Fucking sheep.
Looks a bit like sloughed on here, but his eyes are a bit all over the camp.
Yeah, he looks like he could chill with Noddy, like on a set of Noddy and his sound.
Like
yeah,
he's still going, him like he's probably like done the best out of most of them, in fairness.
Yeah, he's got a good eyes. Like I think he's all right, but just he's just an unlikable guy,
you know. Yeah. Just a very unlikable guy.
I think it's probably the way when you're like somebody who's never been really popular, and then you've got this talent, and then you become popular, and everybody tells you how sick you are. Then you're gonna believe the hype, aren't you? Then you're gonna be a bit of a cock. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And then you don't know how to. It goes one or two ways, doesn't it? You sort your head out, you become an all right human being, or
just lose your head.
You just lose your shit and end up being on fucking what people's death list because you're gonna end up fucking ODing or something.
Like Justin Bieber nearly went that way, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He was looking like a minute. Obviously, he's married now. Yeah. Settled down, chilled him out. He's doing all right. Yeah. I saw him the other day. It was a load of paparazzi around him. He's like, "Come be arse, he's getting his car." And like one of the paparazzi guys just asking him like pure daft questions, like, "Justin, what kind of cheese do you like on your sandwiches?" Like just like random shit. And the guy
just to wind him up.
Yeah, because he was ignoring everyone. And the guy was like, "Justin, what kind of cheese do you like on your sandwiches?" He went, "What?" And then the guy was like asking pure like mad questions. Like other people going, "Justin, how's married life?" And he's ignoring him. But this guy's asking pure like mad shit. Like, "Justin, would you ever wear?" Like three pairs of socks and like and your left foot or what? Yeah, it's just that's not what it was. But the guy was asking like
just
dumb questions.
Just to get a reaction.
Yeah, and the guy was like laughing at him saying what?
But he's one of them guys though, like back in the day I hated him.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, you know what, he's sound. Oh, I don't mind him. He's a nice kid.
Because he was just like a kid, he was annoying, weren't he? Yeah, like high pitched voice. He's got one more success than all three of us put together before he was 10.
Mad trim, he had this haircut that the world wanted.
Oh mate, that floppy trim.
Yeah. But yeah, he just seems like a just a
guy was doing
guy,
tracks with Ludacris, mate, while he was like 11 or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're all
he signed by Usher.
Yeah.
Usher signed him, didn't he?
It's mad. It's because, like, people talk about haters, but we all hated him. There has to be a little bit of that in our mind. Like, we hated him just because of how sick he was doing. Like, he was smashing targets, like, living everybody else's dreams out. It's like, mate, I hate this guy. It's like, why do you hate him? Because he's doing so well.
Yeah, I just hate him. Yeah. Like, there's no reason for why you hate him. Just hate his face.
I just hate the guy. It's hard to see other people achieving your dreams. I always wanted to be a teen pop sensation.
There's a couple of guys that do that, though. There's only a select few that the world hate them, and then they think, you know what, I don't mind him. And I think there was the bit where he did his own roast.
That kind of
made you go, you know what? He's all right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I think Beckham went through a phase of that where everyone just hated the guy. Yeah. That guy's wearing fucking togas and shit.
Yeah, if you were a United fan, you'd probably hated him.
Yeah. But then and then he got to a part where he was like, you know what? I don't mind the guy. He's all right.
I wonder if people did that with like Michael Jackson and Elvis and that. Like, just hated
I was
going
to say Michael Jackson like from being a kid and stuff as well.
Because we won't know because we just...
I reckon Elvis, Madonna, she'll have been one. It's a slagger.
Yeah,
fucking
people
hated
her. Yeah,
do you know what I mean? And then...
Because she was like sex, didn't she? As a part of like a whole gimmick.
Yeah, and that was back in the day when it wasn't really. It was like you was either a hooker or you was an artist,
well-kept,
a singer. Yeah. And she's kind of gone.
I'm trying to think of like young celebrities. Like I don't really recall it with like Macaulay Culkin, for instance.
Yeah,
but I suppose he wasn't. Was he massive for ages? He just kind
of... Well, he did a cute kid thing, didn't he? And he kind of fucked it off.
Then he wasn't cute anymore. Yeah. Like Richie Rich was probably like the last movie, like massive movie he did as a kid, and he was like. He's like 11, 12 in that, weren't he?
What a sick film that was.
That was a sick film, mate.
Bowling alley in his house. I was well gutted about
mate,
that.
He had a roller coaster at McDonald's. When I saw McDonald's, I was like, nah.
just the fact that he had that bowling alley, just walked in. He had a McDonald's and a bowling alley. I was like, mate, that's what I want. Yeah. I want that world.
There's that one kid, like, had his own gumball machine. He was like, turned it around, like, this kid eating. Like, you got your McDonald's? Professor Keenbean, mate, in the basement making up sick shit.
Oh,
yeah, the guy had a roller coaster and that cannon that like shot you out.
Yeah,
Mate, sick film, Richie Rich.
Basically, Michael Jackson's house with roller coasters.
Pretty much was Michael Jackson, but they just went, I tell you what, we'll make it a likable white kid so everybody likes it.
Yeah. Was it a comic or a cartoon first?
It's got to have been, sure. I think it's got to have been, a, like, you know, them paper comics.
Yeah, like in a newspaper or something like that. Yeah.
Is that how Thingy started? What's it called? Snoopy and that?
Yeah, Snoopy did,
Yeah. What's the fucking mad ones that they had in the UK? Like, you had Soupy in America, and they had that, like, your Beanos and your Dandies and that, didn't they?
Was the Brooms.
Yeah. The Brooms in Scotland.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So, Willie. Remember that
Brooms.
One?
Brooms, mate. The Brooms. Not many people know about that.
I still got one of Grandad's comics at mine somewhere.
Yeah.
They're like a Brooms annual, Brooms. Didn't they? Like, yeah. the 2020. Not even. I don't even still do it. Like, no. 1992 like annual. Yeah. Shit. They were sick. I mean, I always got one of them as a kid. Yeah. Have you been seeing the new Spider-Man yet?
I've seen it now.
Have you seen it?
Buzzing, mate. Loved it.
Anthony, you're not really bothered, are you?
Nah. I've watched the other Spider-Mans, home ones.
Shut the fuck up, mate. It's not arsed.
It's
not arsed. Just the way he started his sentence.
I've seen a Spider-Man.
Well, look, mate. Fuck off, man. I'm not arsed.
But then, like, Brina said to me and Matt straight to Miley, like, oh, do you want to go to cinema? So I was seeing what's on. So Miley goes, oh, yeah, Spider-Man. Brina,
yeah, but when you
really.
Watched it, you didn't cream in your knickers when the guy come walking
Have
out
you seen
that portal
it?
And that.
Well, this is what I was getting at.
Fast him twice, not tell me.
So instead of going to watch Spider-Man, Brina went, no. So we ended up watching fucking Clifford the Big Red Dog.
What I mean.
Spider-Man and Clifford the Big Red Dog. Mate, I'd have put my foot down and watched Spider-Man.
We've got to watch Spider-Man, yeah.
How did you end up watching Clifford the Big Red Dog? When? How did Brina turn her nose up at Spider-Man and want to watch Clifford the Big Red Dog?
It's fucking Brina, isn't it?
Mate, she's shot in the head. Mate, that's craziness, that. Yeah. Mate, I can't believe you stood for that. I wouldn't even sit and watch.
Yeah, but he's not really that arse, though. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, I'd have flipped out of me.
What?
Yeah. Mate, how sick is Spider-Man, though?
Yeah, he's sick. I like the way they put it. Like, I think you said it to me before I'd watched it. Like,
should we give people a spoiler warning?
Yeah, let's just fuck it up forever. The thing is, now, social media smacks it for anybody anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll go on social media, you'll scroll up, and then you'll see three Spider-Men all getting about together, and you'll be like, yeah, fucked it, mate. Ruined it for me.
We nice already one. Knew that anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
You knew that months ago. Yeah. It was going to be in it. We'll try not. We won't spoil it. We won't spoil it. But we'll
did you
about
kind of spoil it then when you said three?
Nah, mate. Nah, everybody if you've looked at the poster for it, then you know it's three Spider-Man.
Mm. Maybe I like the way he springs his web in this new Spider-Man. That's cool.
Yeah. Nice one. Good input. Mate, how sick was it when he introduced him?
Yeah, it was good because you expected it to be him. To be
when he did that whole Peter, what I like, and they opened up the portal.
Yeah.
It was like Peter, and then it turned around. I went into Lois, went, that's Andrew Garfield, that you can tell by the body
did
shape.
Yeah. I looked and I went, it's too tall, him. What the fuck's this? And then he just jumped out. Do you know, in my one,
Cheer in the cinema?
I was just going to say, in my one, more people cheered for Garfield than they did for Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, don't know, actually. I think Maguire got
a cheer.
I've seen video clips of Spider-Man.
Yeah, I've seen video clips of where people cheered more for Tobey Maguire. But in the one I was in, more people cheered for Garfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick film.
Yeah, it was a sick film. It's good how, like, they dropped the hints from all the other ones to each other. You know, like the little catchphrases that they said in the early ones.
Yeah, like, I'm somewhat of a scientist myself.
Yeah. Yeah, little things like that.
The Green Goblin.
Cowabunga in that.
Cowabunga in that.
Guys watching the turtles,
pure disgust in Sean's face then. He just looked at him as if to say, mate, I'd punch you in the face here now.
If I could reach. Who's your favourite out of the three Spider-Man?
I think it's definitely not the first guy.
Maguire?
Yeah. Sausage him, mate. Don't just look like him. But I think it's between Garfield and... Tom Holland. Yeah, Tom Holland.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know why, I think it's because he's the now one, the original, the one that's here now. I think it's probably Tom Holland.
Yeah. Sick when we're all chatting about, like, all the adventures that they've been on.
Yeah.
And... Tom Holland goes, so what are the Avengers like in your universe?
Who are they?
Like, who are they? They're a band. Like, nah, you don't have the Avengers. Like, nah, Earth's Mightiest Heroes. Like, nah.
Nah, I've never heard
it's
of
them. Like,
wow. I think one bit I did like when MJ was falling down and then Andrew Garfield goes and saves her.
It's like redemption for letting her. Are you aware of when he let Gwen Stacy die in The Amazing Spider-Man 2?
100% don't look at his face. I'd love to have pictured that for.
You know what's sick about that, though, is like, so the way he saves, so fucked it for everybody who's not listened, who's not watched this film. In Amazing Spider-Man 2, when Gwen's falling from the tower, he tries to web her up,
yeah,
and he webs her up, but
she swats her head on the floor, don't you?
Yeah, he basically whiplashes her, and she hits her head, so it's partly his fault. So in this, when MJ's falling, rather than try and web her up, he puts all his energy in trying to catch her instead. So he catches her and then swings, and then he lands. Like, when he did that, the entire audience in my head went, yeah, I went sick. Because like, he kind of got the redemption like that he deserved. Mm. And he had that whole emotional moment because like, he actually got to save like MJ in this universe. But yeah, I thought it was sick. And the reason why it was so good is because of every other Spider-Man film that came before it as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah,
class. It's just, I think it's good because when you watch the other ones again now,
yeah,
you buzz off all of them. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Whereas, like I said, I don't like Tobey Maguire. I didn't like his Spider-Man. I thought he was proper cheesy. But because of that film that's just been made, I can watch them now and be like, ah, that's his world.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he can be a fruitcake. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And Garfield can be sick because he's like more it's more serious, his one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then Tom Holland's one's a bit more comedic, like funny. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. With Ned and stuff like that. Yeah, it's a good character. Mate, how good is Willem Dafoe at his age doing all his own stunts as well?
Yeah, sick.
Guy did his own stunts.
Did it?
Guy's in his 60s.
Yeah, I've seen it on Instagram.
You see him getting dashed like, to the floor. Like,
he's a sick baddie, him, though. Like, some people don't like him, but I think he does. Like, if you watch the cartoons, like, that's how I would expect him to be.
Yeah.
The Goblin to be. Like,
the suit's sick. They absolutely smashed it with a suit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like if they did the suit now, they'd try and make... Well, they did. They got the whole realistic route.
Yeah.
Where, like, it looks like a suit that somebody in the military might wear. Mm. Like they did with the Vulcan, for instance. The Vulture, sorry.
Yeah.
In the first new Spider-Man movie, where it's Michael Keaton plays the Vulture. It's just like a winged, like, tech suit, basically. Right. I don't really look, whereas in the comics actually looks like a vulture, don't it?
Yeah.
So it's like they can't go too far in that direction, which is what they did with the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. But yeah, I thought it was sick. Did you stay till then and watch the Doctor Strange trailer?
You told me to.
Yeah.
You said just wait, because there's two of them. Yeah. It takes ages. You sat there like, mate, hurry up. Like, I had to say to her, just wait. She was like, nah, it's done. We've got to go. I was like, nah, there's two. Just wait. And when I said, Sean said, she went, all right, wait. I don't believe me. Yeah.
Yeah,
she thinks you're a proper film whiz, though. Like, so if we're looking for a film to watch, you'll message Sean and get him to tell us what we can watch. Mate, do you know what I mean?
Pure people don't listen to my opinion, though. Every time someone does, they'll be like, oh, mate, I was sick. That was a sick recommendation.
Yeah,
mate, a recommendation. Anyone know anything good to watch? And someone will pop up with a shit recommendation like, oh, have you seen the new Vin Diesel film? It's like, mate, don't watch that. Watch this instead.
Seen Taken 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Taken. What's that? It's like the fourth one where Liam Neeson's daughter gets taken again, right?
Yeah, why do they keep fucking taking his family?
Serious. How many of them films is that? And then they went through a stage where it's like...
Is it four?
I think so, isn't it?
Taken 1 came out, and it was years before it really got big. Like, I remember Taken 1 came out and people didn't really buzz off it that much.
It was only that fucking saying.
It came on, like, ITV and shit. Like, you know, when it was on normal TV every week. Because ITV, they do weird shit. ITV was like, they have a film. It's like, they'll play the same film. Like, it's on ITV2 all the time or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, that speech and Liam in that Taken is one of the best things. It's like... not that good.
Yeah, and it's not that realistic because he's 85 and he's smacking up big, massive, trained killers.
Serious. And he's one of those actors as well that does a bad American accent.
Yeah, he does.
Because you can tell, you can hear like the Irish and it's like a Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
He sounds Scottish and everything. he can't hide how Scottish he is. He did a film recently called Greenland. It's a pretty sick film, actually. I'd watch it. It's not an amazing, you know what I mean? It's never going to win an Oscar out like that, but it's just a good
watch.
Yeah, you know, the world's coming to an end and just Gerard Butler's got to look for his kid or whatever. It's just basic storyline. But he keeps his Scottish accent in it. And it's like, he's an American guy, but he's just got a Scottish accent. And it gets mentioned a couple of times, just like a couple of people, like, they'll mention his weird accent in the film. It's just like, mate, he must have thought to himself, I can't be asked speaking American in this, I'm just being normal. Mate.
Yeah. I think that there might be the director, though. You might have just, like, hired him and gone, You're a bit shit at doing an American accent, so we'll just make you Scottish. Like, people can move from Scotland and live in America. that can happen, mate. Like, don't have to be American.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you're playing an American that's from history and it's like a real film that they bring you to life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you can do
but
what you
even
want.
Even if you was watching like a historical American movie, the American accent isn't even that old. So it's like...
Nah.
British people and like you had British, you had the French and you know, people from all over Europe like colonizing America.
It was bare so Irish people there.
So you had like the Irish accent, which is like quite common, and you had like the English accent. You would have had French speaking people in like New Orleans types areas, Spanish speakers coming like through Mexico, what have you, and Spain as well. And like there's just like this mixture of, and I wonder at what point the American accent's like, hey guys, like at what point did this come out? Like when did it go from speaking like tally ho?
Yeah,
because it would have been like British soldiers, and then like British colonies, and then fuck that, let's talk our own way.
Yeah, it must be mad because one guy must have just thought, fuck this, man, I'm gonna just start talking like this and just develop this twang, just was saying random shit. Put that in the hood. You know what I mean?
It's like the sheer amount of accents. It's like England, though. England's weird for accents. You think about it, like. Yeah. You can drive 10 minutes up the road and the accent is completely different to what it is here.
It's mad you say that because I was chatting to someone that I work with and she's from America. She's moved to London and she's lived in two parts. She lived in the West Coast and she lived in the East Coast. And she said like, the twang's a little bit different, but everybody's similar, similar. Do you know what I mean? She said, unless it's like you go down to Texas, it'll change. She said, but like if you're on the East Coast, most people sound like, people from the East Coast. She said, I'm in London and I can drive to the next town and people sound totally different.
Yeah, completely different.
I'll come to the North and she said, I'll be in Manchester. I'll go 30 minutes across to Liverpool. I don't understand. I can't understand like how it's so different.
It's even like Rochdale to Oldham, for instance.
Or
Bolton.
Which is 10 minutes, if that.
Yeah.
That's like from where we live in Middleton. Like Bolton is, 20 minutes one direction. Yeah. Oldham's 5 minutes in the other direction.
Oldham to Middleton is ridiculous.
Completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
But then when I was working my placement, my leader was an African guy. So I said to him, like, do you not understand like certain areas of the city? He's like, you basically couldn't understand. He couldn't tell the difference between different cities and towns, sort of Newcastle, Manc, London.
Yeah.
But he said these Scottish people, he did not have a clue what Scottish people say. He said English, no matter what city it was from, it's fine. But Scottish people, he just... Edwin.
I think American people struggle with the Scottish accent as well.
Yeah.
You know, if it's like really broad.
But a bit Irish as well.
Yeah.
Like a thick Irish accent.
It's fast as well, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember seeing a talk show, I can't remember, Paddy McGuinness and Justin Bieber were both on it. And Paddy McGuinness was like, classic. Yeah, you know, I'll go baby, like talking how he does. And like he said, he's like talking to Justin Bieber, and like Justin Bieber's like, look at him, you can tell he's like thinking in his head, what is this guy saying? And then he finishes his question, and Justin Bieber looks at him and goes, sorry, I have no idea what you just said to me.
I didn't hear a word you said. You did it, hoopla.
You went to Cranbrook. That's a private school. Fuck Cranbrook. Aren't there?
Yo.
What have you got for us today in the Facts Corner?
Facts Corner?
Facts Corner. Give us a facts and a quiz or a quiz and a fact.
I'll go for the facts because... I wasn't going to choose this fact, but within the description, it says it's technically a paradox because a human brain can't comprehend the fact.
Okay.
So I know we spoke about it before.
That my brain can.
No, man, I'm fucked already. Like, so, just off that, I'm like...
If you get a random set of 23 people just randomised in a room, there's a 50% chance that two birthdays will be on the same day. It's called the birthday paradox.
The birthday paradox.
So just if you get any random 23 people, there's a half chance.
I struggle with basic maths, so trying to comprehend why that is in fact a thing.
Exactly. Like, I've tried looking it up and I tried reading it, and then there was a description that said the human brain struggles to comprehend how it is so many birthdays available and 23 people would have a 50% chance.
365 birthdays available to people. And there's a 50% chance that in a room of 23 people, you're going to share a birthday with somebody. Maybe the guy that came up with it couldn't explain why, so he just said, that's a fucking paradox, isn't it? No one can.
Yeah, it's a paradox, that, mate.
I'm going to write a full piece on like on a fact that I've created. And then people go, can you explain? Nah, it's a paradox, mate. You can't understand it.
Must be true, then.
Shit, no, it was like this kid.
75 people went up to 99.9% chance that two people would have the same birthday in the room.
Shit. Do we know...
There's a lot of fucking people, though.
Do we know 72 people between us? Let's get a room going.
But yeah. It's weird, like say, with the amount of fucking 365 days in a 4 year, and two people happen to have the same birthday.
Nah, but I get that, because when you're in a class of 20 people, you're usually sharing your birthday with someone. There's usually someone in your class, two people in your class, that have got the same birthday. The birthday's on the same day.
Mm.
Like, and did that not happen with yous?
No, never really.
I don't think I ever had anyone.
Did you not?
Oh, actually, no, I did actually. Yeah. There was a girl in the year above me. I'm one of the teachers. I had the same birthday as me.
Well, paradox proved. Because it happened in my school as well. Yeah, twice. Because I was in two different schools. And in the two different schools I was in, it was two people. Well, there was three people in one that had the same birthday. And then there was two in my high school.
I share a birthday with one of my heroes, Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, went decent.
So Ricky Gervais and Jamie
Redknapp.
He was going for Ricky Gervais and Jamie Redknapp. All right, footballer. Chat shit when he's pundit.
Yeah. yeah, just Shizetna. He's played for Arsenal.
All right, yeah. Mine's not a person. Mine's an event. Pearl Harbor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah.
So if you ever get you and Pearl Harbor in the same room, that's paradox proof.
I can't think of anything that happened on my birthday. Like,
Pure shit died on your birthday.
Michael Jackson died.
Dad died.
Came back alive on the same day.
Yeah. What else happened? You know, burn the house down or something as well?
Flooded the house. That was my fault, though.
Decent.
It's my fault. Admit it. Got away because it's his birthday. Yeah. Luckily, got a new pair of armbands that year.
The birthday paradox. If you fuck up the entire house, you can't have you for it.
You get more presents.
Yeah. Go on, ain't got any more for us?
You got a quiz?
Yeah.
Is that the only fact?
Yeah, it's one fact. Let's not get greedy.
Okay.
Let's not get carried away.
The score's 4-2 to Sean. Martin, do you want set A or set B?
I'll have B.
You're having B. Yeah.
Hold on, I didn't press the...
Interesting.
That was a few facts. Interesting.
Is it done?
Yeah, it's done.
None of us have got headphones on. We can't even hear it.
So... Mine chose a bit so short.
Mine or me first?
Yeah, you're going first.
What's the topic of the quiz?
Just general.
General knowledge. Anything.
TikTok ended Google's dominance as the most popular web domain. But how long was Google top of the pops for?
22 years.
It's not 22 years.
Damn.
Do you want to try and take
12.
It? 12. It was 15 years. Mine was actually closer.
I was going to say 15.
Ooh, smooth.
It's no points there, Martin.
Shame.
What is the Guinness World Record for holding your breath? Which ironically looks like what you're doing now. There's a second in it, but I'll give you a minute either side.
I'd say 8 minutes 32 seconds.
It's not 8 minutes 32 seconds. You want to go for one?
12 minutes.
Double that.
24, 37.
Wow.
Bullshit.
Who's holding the breath for that amount of time?
Unless he was breathing through his nose going.
Yeah. Breathing through his nose, he's dead.
Wow, that is nonsense, huh?
Yeah. In the average person can hold it for 3 minutes or something like that, 2.5, 3 minutes.
And I probably say he did it.
I used to try and beat my records all the time.
Keep records. Do you know, weird little kid in the corner.
I know that I could hold it for quite long because I can do in two full lengths.
I find it harder to hold my breath.
Two full lengths underwater.
I think it's because the amount of oxygen you must burn, but holding your breath just sat versus swimming.
Yeah.
It's like much, much harder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm that weird kid. Remember that weird kid who got a basketball bounce off his head and went, yeah!
Remember him?
Sean, before Avatar was the biggest grossing film, which I know it's not anymore, but before that was, whose position did it take? What film?
Titanic.
It was a Titanic 1-0. Speaking of oxygen.
Imagine if I fucked that up after being called a film buff.
No one called you a film buff. I just said suggestions.
Or Star Wars.
You said it was a film whiz.
Martin, your brain uses what percentage of your full body's oxygen?
Ooh.
18.
No.
You fucked it there. Because that means I'm proper close, so that means you can get it now.
I can go. I'm going to go either side of this. 20.
It was 20.
Was it 20?
Yeah.
You've done that. You set him up for that one. If you would have been impartial then, he wouldn't have known how close I was.
If it was 19, we would have been fucked. I would have to have a tiebreaker.
Fight to the death for the point. Sean.
Yo.
Which Dazzler brother make Puma?
Adolf makes Adidas, and is it Doss? Dassler. It's Adolf Dassler, and I can't remember the name of the other one. It's not Adolf, it's the other one.
What's the other one?
I don't know, Victor.
It's not Victor. Seeing as given that point, I'll give you a clue. Think Christmas.
Christoph.
Rudolph. Rudolph.
So it's Adolf and Rudolph Dassler that made Adidas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they split and one made Puma.
And then Rudolph broke off and did Puma, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pointless, but I might as well ask you anyway, since it's down. 1930 was the first ever World Cup won by who?
Am I first? Is mine?
Yeah, yeah, it's you.
Uruguay.
Yes.
So I got
football trivia, I'm good at.
I didn't know that at all. Yeah.
Do you know what? That's why I put it on there as well to...
even it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you put loads of ones in that he'd be good at. And then just one at the end.
Just one at the end.
So did I win that one?
Yeah.
Groovy! Right, I knew you had some tidbits, some tidbits to talk about.
Tidbits.
Why don't you fire them at us so we can keep this conversation flowing?
So,
downtime is a crime on a podcast.
Sort of rule numero uno. So, a Russian robotics company are paying users $200,000 to use your face and voice on the robots.
Just face and voice?
Yeah. So, long after you've dead.
Yep.
Your family could be walking around thinking, fucking hell, there's Sean, and having sorts of...
Take it, mate. 100%, I'd take $200,000 for that. Definitely. Do it tomorrow. Would you not?
I don't know. You have to talk to your family, wouldn't you?
Why?
Because, like, they've got to live with robot Sean cutting about.
They'd be dead. Long gone. By the time it's fully in motion and everybody's cracking on, do you not think?
Probably, I would probably do it because I'm not really that arse.
I'm not really that arse. Yeah, if you want to leave a legacy, then fucking hell, what more of a legacy can you leave when having pure robot you get about?
To be fair,
I'm sure Leilani would be like, that looks like my dad, but it didn't because he died and I was at his funeral. So
I'd be like, I'd say, where's it going to live? Is it going to cut about my hometown or is it just going to go live somewhere else, this robot?
That all depends who... He wants one. He wants a Sean Waldron film buff robot.
I'd love
film buff edition.
I'd love it if they
did. I'd love it if we beat that robot.
I'd love it if we beat them. If they did it like it was iRobot, the movie iRobot. So they got me and then it was like, right, we'll use your thing. And then one of them just went rogue and it was just Martin going rogue, smashing things up.
Smashing things up. Not like killing them, just like smashing shit up. Like punching glass out of bus stops.
Just a rogue one just jumping through windows. And
police trying to get it, like trying to shoot at it, just getting off, climbing up.
Yeah, I would. I don't think that's a big deal. $200,000.
I think it'd be a buzz as well. Yeah. Like my mentality would be like, mate, check that robot over there, I think.
Check my man over there. Yo, hang on a minute. I swear that's Ant Robot and them.
Mine would just play football and then go home and play computer.
About personalities, or will it just be its own thing?
Yeah, I think the personalities is up for grabs. It's just your voice. And I've got a bit of a boring voice anyway. So imagine, I don't need what a robot with my voice.
It's not a good spot on your CV, ain't it, when it comes to podcasts?
I've got a shit voice.
Yeah, nah,
welcome to the Junk on podcast where we all have a shit voice and we're not even worth talking. Not even worth listening.
Would you do
to. You've won me over. You both won me over, yeah.
Yeah, I would.
200K. And also, if this robot becomes like famous, people, oh mate, we love these robots. I want to see what the real people are like. Mm. And they have the technology in the future where they can bring people back from the dead. we'll be with a good shout.
You'd be gutted though, wouldn't you, if like the robot became well more successful and took your woman off you.
Took your woman off you, you know.
Drive around in a Lambo.
That's my bitch now, boy.
She comes over, the robot decides that it wants to be the only one.
Yeah, you're going to sick window. Purging.
You're running there, getting up and down the street, he's coming at you for your do, 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 like Terminator, you can't get away from it. Never gets tired, can run faster than you. Trying to fight with a baton and just doesn't die. But like Terminator, fuck that. You're like that scene where they're driving off and it just like runs up, like, it's like golf club hands and like sticks to the car. You getting off down the M62, it's like looking through the window at you like,
but on the flip side, it was like a RoboCop. And it was just proper rigid than that, with no personality. You just got your voice, but it's just proper shit and slow.
Shit RoboCop. I don't know. Anyone got beat off that?
Yeah. It's proper shit. It had a good shot, didn't it? That's about it.
Yeah. Guy turned up and go, freeze, or there will be trouble. Guy was shit.
Fucking Abacus was better than that.
Guy was pet, mate. What else you got, Ant?
Ant is what else seems. Eyes are good. And Apple have revealed there's a new feature that will allow families to access your data once you die.
How much? Like photographs and stuff?
I just say seen data. So.
Like history and like search history, all that kind of stuff.
For a topic of this conversation, I'm going to say yes. Because seeing pictures is going to be shitting unless you go.
I think photos and videos should be because people aren't really leaving physical photos behind anymore already. Like I was watching some old family videos that my granddad used to film. And like we have those as memories now, like, you know, videos of you like playing as kids and stuff, which people don't do anymore. People make 10-second videos for Snapchat and save those. Yeah. And I feel like documenting the family experience now is worse, even though the technology is better. The whole documenting family, like you got pictures of kids with filters on them. Like people taking selfies with babies and they're not happy with how they look.
I was next to them and so, was that even real?
Well, and then like, they want to like touch up how they look, so they put a filter on a, or, like, yeah. on a baby, and like people don't take like real photographs anymore. Yeah. People don't really make real videos. Everything's like a couple of seconds here and there.
Do you remember every family had a photo album? Yeah. And you'd go from like the day the kid was born and it'd be like every page would be like a year just or
growing
something.
Up. Yeah.
And nobody like, does that it's anymore. like a bag full of videotapes as well from camcorders.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you go on holiday. You go on holiday and like there's a dad walking around with a video camera just filming everything you're walking down the beach. Yeah. Just film it for like an hour non-stop, just like of a full and you watch back and you're happy to like watch an hour of you playing around as a kid because that's like your memories unlocked pretty much. But now everything's just like a quick video on the camera rather than you're on your phone rather than like an actual camera. So yeah, if you die and all your passwords die with you. Like I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I'd go for it. And there'll only be people that are proper like doing some seedy undercover shit that they didn't want their family to know. Or they're searching seedy shit.
Yeah, I don't think stuff like that is completely necessary. Like, oh, I wonder what he was Googling. Because you just Google random shit anyway. Like, your Google history is pretty much your thought process.
Yeah.
Because you go, oh, I wonder. Yeah, well, God, what film has that guy been in? Yeah, you're watching a film, you go, man, what's he been in? Yeah. So you Google it and you see who's in it. And it's just like,
man, I've done loads of shit. You know, like when you're just watching random telly at night and they'll say that people are fucking love pissing on each other and it turns them on. Then I'd search.
That's like, mine. It's you, sorry.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I was watching this on a TikTok
trainer. To be fair, that's what's mad is I'm usually searching it while I'm sat next to her, so she knows I'm not fucking on that mad one.
Mine walking with dick in his hand. Been loading up on the water watching.
Do you know what's mad though? Because we was talking about it the other day, and I was saying like, because I can't remember it's them Channel 5 fucking shows, and I said like,
Euro trash type thing.
Yeah, who gets us off on shit? Like, but people talking about like how much they buzz off it and how it turns on.
Much buzz? Like,
I can't imagine
like, enjoying being pissed on.
Being pissed on, nah. But pissing on somebody, nah. I just don't understand why that would make me hard. Especially like, you know what I mean?
Nah. Especially if you've not finished. Yeah. And you got like still
shaking.
Do your thing. Like, just get pure piss all over your body and.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's not. I don't understand why that would be sexually like a sexual buzz.
I think if you, I don't know, let's just say for instance, people had to walk around with like. The weirdest turn-ons on a sticker on the chest and you could just see it on people.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised at like people around you, the weird shit they're into.
Yeah, I reckon so. But like, I feel like I'm proper flat then.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I think I'm proper bland. Like, I just like...
Let's get this missionary on the road.
Just pretty much just certain positions turn me on. Like that's it. Like, not
these guys that are into like having women send them like the knickers and stuff like that, like their underwear, or, you know, there are these guys like, they call them like pay pigs. Like search on Twitter.
What the fuck hashtag that? See, that's something that I'll search now.
Yeah, search so like it, when hashtag people are gonna look pay at pig, yeah. And it's women who basically make money. Guys with cash, yeah, guys with a lot of money, they'll take them shopping, they'll buy them shit, and they just want to be disrespected. They want to be treated like little pricks. Like, come on, fucking come on with me now. Like, slap them about and shit. Like, march them about shopping, all my bags. And the guys get off on it.
Mate, these guys who like put a dick through a little hole and... There was one a couple of years ago where a woman was just stepping on his fucking jacksie with a stiletto heel.
Yeah,
fuck. And just bam, 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 bam.
Mate, guys who go to service stations and suck each other's dicks through the wall.
Station
toilets, don't you? They have to have metal guards up because it's that much of a thing. How many people in this country must it be that are into sticking the dicks through toilet hall walls to the point where service stations have got to take action and do something?
But just random, like, I'll just put my dick in this wall. Somebody will grip
How are they doing it? Like, you've seen, like, we've all seen one. You go, mate, that is a perfect hole. How the fuck? Are they bringing in, like a little drill? Like, just...
It'll be like, because they won't want the noise. It'll be one of those fucking like wind up. Yeah. The ones that you got when you was a kid in school.
Mate, you're putting a lot of trust into a perfect stranger on the other side of that. To slam your Johnson through a hole. Yeah.
It's like
a... Mate, if I ever was in a cubicle at a service station, I see a dick in an hole, I'd volley it.
Can you imagine you having a fisher and all of a sudden you see like, yee-hoo, little sand sliding out. You're like, nah, that's nasty.
I bet I'd volley it. It'd get full-blown left foot booted hard as I could.
Mate, you know what I'd have to do?
Might be his turn on.
Imagine. Oh! Do it again.
Mate, I'd finish my fish here. I'd knock on the next door. I'd go... Come on out, let's have a look at you, fucking pervert.
fucking hell, Dad.
I'm surprised it's not been like filmed. Or we've not seen a film of like someone having a piss, and then it happens. Guy gets his camera out, films it, goes like, goes right, come on out, hey, you dirty bastard. Yeah, like these fucking bad. These paedophile hunter videos, like yeah. Cock through wall hunters, mate.
Cock through wall hunters. Silent episode of he's watched Plebs.
I've seen one or two episodes.
Was your Barry from EastEnders? Yeah, he was in one, and he was in charge.
No,
of like,
no, his real name is Barry from EastEnders.
That's mad.
He was in charge of one of the guys' stag do's, and they've got on this sick little bender. It's like a proper shit night out where it's getting steaming, and it's like a wall with loads of glory holes in it. So he goes, "Come on, lads, let's finger." So they're all sit the dick in this hole, and in the wall, like, they're all having a sick time, buzzing, high fiving each other, and that.
What, he's on
and
the
wall
of
comes
it?
Down, and it's like pure old guys.
What do you think it's doing?
Yeah.
I'd never trust it, would you? Nah.
Mate, in my head, I'd be thinking somebody's going to be on the other side of a pair of fucking shears or something like that.
Yeah, fuck that, mate.
Snip some sickos.
I'm not as fucking daring to do something stupid. Serious? Like, I think that's just dumb. Do you know what I mean? Like, the amount of warts and shit you're going to get on your dick off. That shit,
mate,
like.
You know what's the sixth scene of the film? You know when there's something about Mary?
Yeah.
Where he pulls up and he goes, oh, there's a toilet over here. So he goes for a piss in the woods. And it's Ben Stiller just like having an innocent piss. And then the police turn up. They turn the lights on you. And about 40 guys all jumping in the trees. And Ben Stiller goes, nah, I'm just pissing. And four guys want to go, yeah, we're all just pissing too. Guy gets arrested. Mate, just think before social media, like that was common for like, guys to meet up.
Mate, dogging and that.
Dogging, mate, that's a weird one, that.
Weird as fuck. That is a weird one. To just rock up in the middle of a woods and just trust that somebody, you leave your door open and your fucking pants down and somebody will just come in and have a good time with you. No one's thinking, I could get killed here tonight. Mm. I could get kidnapped. And then I'd just be somebody's fucking sex slave, which would probably turn them on. Yeah. You know I mean, it's fucking, there's some weird shit.
While people watch as well. People like go to the window and have a little cheeky looking.
There's like codes in that, isn't there? Like, if like you flash your lights inside a few times, like that's code for, I don't want to take part, but you can come watch at the window.
Fuck knows.
Imagine you didn't even realise, it's like pulled up for, say, oh, you know what, just need a 5 minute rest, whatever, you're on like a long journey. You pull up in a little lay by.
Fuck, is something wrong with his ball?
You test it, yeah? And you go, right, anyway, whatever.
Spare dick, so you fucking windscreen.
And then you put your head back on, it's pure guys around you.
It's pure fucking bell ends on your window.
And you're trying to reverse out, manoeuvre out, but all stood around you. No one let you move.
Yeah, fuck that.
You have to wait till they all finish.
Yeah.
Get away, stop wanking at me.
Stop coming on me, car.
Yeah, stop coming on me handles.
I ain't getting that. You have to sell the car, you have to burn it.
Yeah, fuck that.
It's pure naked perverts on your car like as you're driving her. Fuck that. Anything else?
What else did we have? Just Dr. Dre paying his ex-wife 100 mil to settle a divorce, which is a lot of money to settle in a divorce.
It's weird that, like, why don't she have to pay him money?
Yeah.
She ain't got none.
Like, why? So alimony is a big thing in America.
Yeah.
We don't have it over here. But if you divorce your wife, you have to make sure she's getting the amount of money that she's become used to in your marriage.
That's mad, that.
Like, if you come into the marriage with nothing, and you go in with nothing, you leave him with nothing, like, why should you, like... When it comes to equality, right, obviously, all a big fan of equality, everything should be equal. But that isn't equality, is it?
No.
Because don't matter who's got the most amount of money, you don't see... Like men coming out of relationships, like asking the woman for money. It's
I was just going to say,
the woman will milk the man.
On the flip side, if it was like, so if I was fucking married to Kim Kardashian and then I didn't do a prenup and then we divorced, do I get half of that though?
She takes half of your shit.
Does she take half of mine? Or does she still take half of
takes
mine?
Takes half of your nothing.
Or does she still take half of mine? Like,
I think you might be entitled to take some of hers in the chance that you're married to a millionaire who's not asked about.
Yeah.
Just some normal ass guy. I think there's stories of like guy that was married to Kevin Federline that was married to like Britney Spears.
Oh yeah.
I think he milked her for loads, didn't he, as well?
Yeah, he did.
So it does happen on the
Was he known though? Or was he
was a dancer?
Was he?
He was a dancer and like he was like a music video dancer.
Yeah.
I don't know how much money those guys make, but it can't be loads.
I don't think he'd make much money.
No, but mate,
yeah, it's mad that
100 mil just to get rid of her. That's a hustle,
keep her alongside. Nah, we'll stay. Stay.
We'll try and work it out.
Change.
Yeah. Just to fuck her off. 100 mil.
Yeah, mate, what happens if we just split up about divorcing? Because I would happily save me 100 mil and go legally married. But
yeah, but that
can't be asked for you.
You can imagine that some attorney will be like onto it and they'll be like, that to her, get a good crust here.
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, and then they're getting her head and then that'd be it. All the bad shit he's done to you, and then you'd be like, right, I'm gonna fucking, especially if he's fucking cheated or whatever.
Yeah.
Then that,
or even if he's into like weird sexual shit, lawyer could be like, is he into getting pissed on? Why? Because if he is, you could tell him, I'm gonna sell our store, and everyone's gonna know what you're into, and he'd be like, nah, fuck, I'll give you 100 mil.
Dr. Dre owes me 100 million for new door handles and cars. And-
that must be why. That must be why he's done that. That series on fucking Grand Theft Auto, you know, the new online thing.
Yeah.
They've done a new thing. And
I wonder if they waited until his settlement was done before they released that.
Yeah, I reckon so. Because it only came out about a week ago, didn't it?
I'm also wondering if that's why he's not releasing any music lately, just in case. Because if he released an album and that makes 100 mil, she's entitled to a little bit more than she.
I wish
he
would have sold Beats now.
Yeah, serious.
Serious. Back then. Yeah, like a billion to Apple or whatever that was.
Because I went online and played Grand Theft because I heard that this new fucking thing's come out, and he's it's like Dre Day, all these music's on there, every collab that he's done. Yeah, you know, when you drive around and you put the radio station on your car, West Coast Classics, he's just Dre tune after Dre tune after just sick. Every collab, every artist he's worked with. Yeah, it's sick, mate. You can just have a proper buzz. The other day I went online, I was just driving around just listening to music, like not even playing the game. Do you know what I mean? Just buzzing off the music.
Mate, I got the new updated Grand Theft Auto, you know, like the old ones. Fucking shit.
I was going to do it, you know.
Nah, I've wasted money. Shit. It's buggy as fuck. It doesn't even look any different. Like, it's just not even worth it.
I think you just got to remember how good they was and just fucking leave it at that.
You forget how shit the controls were. Like, the guy that you control, like, everything, like, the technology in games 90
degrees.
Yeah, like, the physics in your... That's it, the physics in your guy now, like, you're driving cars or you're moving around and you're shooting. Mm. Like, the physics behind shooting and taking cover is sick. Then you go back in the day and, like, you realise your guy just, like, walks forward or just cuts left, cuts right, point your gun and just, like, fuck shooting in, like, a random direction. The controls are shit and it's killed it off because you remember, like, oh, it's not as good as I remember it was.
Yeah. I'd rather just keep it as a memory.
Yeah.
Move on to the next.
I wish I'd have done that.
How old was we when the originals came out? Obviously, we would have been a bit older, like.
The originals, like the top-down ones?
Yeah, like when we would have started playing it.
With PS1.
I remember that very first one, PS1, where it was an old red shot.
Yeah.
And they had them guys in the orange fucking jumpsuits. That must have been, like, 2001. Would you reckon?
I'd say late 90s to early 2000s.
2000s, I'd say early 2000s.
I can Google it.
Because Miley got my PlayStation 4 and she had Christmas money, so she was like, I want to buy a game. So she's looking through games. She went, can I buy Grand Theft Auto? And then I looked, so I was like, shouldn't really. And I thought, do you know what? I was probably playing it at her age.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, fuck it, go on, she's not going to be doing it. Too much on it.
I think people read it into too much. If you play a game and then that's the life you're gonna, that's the fucking,
yeah,
that's the path you're gonna lead.
Mate, right? I had that with somebody at work. Obviously, you're all entitled to raise kid however you want, but I was talking about Fortnite or something.
Yeah,
I was like, your kid's not into Fortnite. No, my kid's not play Fortnite. Why? It's got shooting in it.
Oh, shut
like,
the fuck up.
So it's almost everything. Like, what do you think's gonna happen? You play a game where you're shooting, like, they're gonna purchase a gun and blast someone's head off.
You know, when you're watching EastEnders at night and they just fucking killed 8 people at Christmas.
Serious?
Or fucking blow up and somebody's fucking manipulating his wife and fucking mentally and abusing her, and your kid's sat there eating his dinner with you watching it. Like, is that not just as fucking bad?
Years ago, when Westerns first came out, people got shot in Westerns and just, oh, and like they fell over and died.
Yeah.
And like, it didn't really show any gore. And then they started introducing blood and people like kicking off saying, oh, it's too gory. But the filmmakers were getting complaints because people who were watching them thought that when you shot somebody, it didn't look bad.
Yeah, so then when
people
were
getting shot, like kids were actually like doing it,
yeah,
and people like because they didn't realize how bad it looked. And when they introduced blood and like a bit more gore and showed people actually, and on the floor dying rather than just a guy going boom falling off like a tavern roof, like they realize that actually getting shot is like a horrible thing. Like
it
the rate of people getting accidentally shot off like kids playing with guns and shit, finding the dad's gun, it dropped dramatically because they realized how bad it was.
I think you said it a couple of weeks ago, but like. It takes a certain type of individual to be able to shoot and kill, or to be able to stab and kill, or to be able to just kill. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You either got it in you or you haven't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and absolutely. No matter how many shows or how many films you watch, like, it's just in you or it's not. These kids in America that just fucking...
Accessors as well.
Yeah, they get fucking gun and then they rock up to a fucking school and just start blowing heads off because somebody upset them. Like, that's been in them. You go back to them as a kid, they would have been a weird little fucker. Like, it doesn't just go like that and then tomorrow you're a fucking mad cunt.
Some level of abuse or they've been radicalised by some sort of group or whatever. But just because I said I was going to dig it out, The original top down Grand Theft Auto was 97. Grand Theft Auto 2 was 99. Then Grand Theft Auto 3, which was the
San Andreas.
No, it was two games before San Andreas. Yeah. 2001. Vice City 2002. Sick, San Andreas 2004.
So I was Miley's age when I started properly playing it.
And then number 4 was 2008. And Grand Theft Auto 5 was 2013. Seven years.
And it's still,
9 years.
We're still making money off it.
And it still looks sick as well.
I think as well, like going back to the guns, access is a big thing as well. Because like now, at 29 years old, if I really wanted to shoot someone, do you know how much fucking hard work I would have to do
to find
out where to purchase a gun, go meet this person,
a clean build one as well.
Yeah, serious. Yeah. I would not know where to purchase a gun from.
Nah, same here.
Whereas in America, you just walk into a gun shop and go, yeah, can I get one? Have you got a license? Nah, I haven't. Right, well, this is what you need to do. That's kind of how it goes, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to piss myself. I drank too much water.
Proper dancing. I've been watching you dance for time. And in my head, I've been like, just keep talking to see how long it is before
John's saving it for Lois tonight.
Boys, let's wrap it up here because I'm going to piss my pants. Thank you. Have a good New Year's.
All the best.
And all that. A shake of the hand from Junkland Podcast. And we'll see you on the next one. And until then, peace.
We talk so much sense, it just can't be described. If you love what you hear, you should like and subscribe. You can pray all night to your podcast gods, but it'll never give you better than the Junkline Pod. We talk so much sense, it just can't be described. If you love what you hear, you should like and subscribe. You can pray all night to your podcast gods, but it'll never give you better than the Junkline Pod.